Dear friends, the Psalms describe the inward experiences of the soul of man. And so as we read the Psalms, we find how expressive it is and how we relate to it. I'm sure if you are converted, in those early days of your salvation, when you read the Psalms, you thought, if you are like me, you thought the psalmist knows you personally. And you thought this is about your life. Well, dear friends, which one of God's people cannot say, well, there have been times in my soul, in my life, that I have cried unto God. And I have felt forsaken by God. And here the psalmist says, I have not just cried in the morning, but through the night as well. He says, I have cried day and night before thee. And he is concerned that God is not hearing him. He says, let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. And he goes on in speaking about his troubles. His soul is filled with trouble. His life is filled with troubles. People are out there to get him. He's stumbled. He's fallen. He senses his own sinfulness. He's ready to be cut off. He feels his own weakness. He's ready to die. And he's reasoning with God. And he's honest with the Lord. This is a private prayer of a dear saint of God in a sad state. Dear friends, one thing is that is so wonderful from the scripture is this, that we might view things in a certain way. And oftentimes, our view of things is very limited. But always remember this, God sees all things. God sees you. And the way you think things are not necessarily the way God sees them. And that is the most important thing. And the one thing the psalmist does, he might see everything around him very much in darkness. He might see that God is far from him. And maybe he says that he's forsaken from God. But the wonderful thing it is that he is still praying. He's not given up. So maybe you are ready to give up. Maybe there are things in your life and you think, I have prayed about this. But, dear friends, continue to pray. Something else that we see is this. The psalmist here speaks about troubles. But let your heart go to the one who was filled with far more troubles. Let your heart go to the one who, it says here, that people forsook him. Remember the one who was forsaken by not just men, by his own father too, because of our sins. Remember, it says here that he was afflicted, filled with affliction. Remember the one who was cursed upon the cross and he was afflicted because of our sins, the Lord Jesus Christ. We can never say we have experienced the same kind of affliction and temptation as the Lord Jesus. So if he has experienced far more afflictions than us, and nothing due to him, but because of our sins, then he understands you when you pray to him. And even those of you who are unconverted, the Lord understands you perfectly. And it was for such people, such sinners as you, that Jesus Christ came into this world. May the Lord help us to, in our afflictions, still seek his face. And then we shall find in time that God has never been far from us. He has been very close to us. And he has heard our cries. And he answers it according to his timing and in the best of ways. May God bless his word to us. Amen.